Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast, sponsored by WebSpy. It's December 15, 2009, and this is episode 221. Today, it gives me great pleasure to announce the winners of the first MBP WebSpy Photography Assignment, accumulated vote winners for the last 6 months' assignments. As you know, when our sponsors WebSpy came on board in July 2009, they kindly set by $1,000 for prizes for our assignment, and I arranged some great prizes for the three people with the most votes from your peers in the six assignments from July to November. So today, not only will we hear who the November assignment winners are, we'll also find out who takes the amazing prizes that we've lined up. WebSpy will continue to be our sponsors and have put up another $1,000 for prizes for the next 6 months' assignments as well. So today I'll also announce the prizes that will be given to the winners in July 2010. So before we jump into that, I would of course like to thank WebSpy so much for their continued support of the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast and our great community of photographers. WebSpy are internet monitoring, analysis and reporting specialists, and as usual I'd like to ask you to tweet the message thanks to @WebSpy for sponsoring the @MartinBailey Photography Podcast on Twitter to show your support. To find out more about WebSpy and their products, go to webspy.com/MBP and use the discount code MBPWSY for a 10% discount on anything that you buy. So first up, let's take a quick look at the winners of the November assignment, which was a panning assignment. This was a tough one, as we can see from the number of images that were entered. I would like to have seen some more images uploaded for this, as I know that many of you are up for a challenge, but I guess panning was pushing it a bit too far. We'll go through the winners in reverse order as usual, and so in third place we have Zodiaki, or Alan O'Neill, with Yellow and Falling, and that's a Yellow and Fall with ing in parenthesis, and that's image M14950 if you're one of the people that punches the number in at the website. Note that I've actually revamped the top page at martinbaileyphotography.com, so you won't be able to see the menu there from now on. You'll actually have to select the podcasts page from the sliding doors menu that you'll see there now. But the old menu is still there on the podcast page, so you can punch that number in if you want to. Of course, you can also just see these images in iTunes if you're watching along in iTunes, and also on your iPhone. And if you do want to just click on the thumbnails, they're there on the podcast page. And you can also enter the episode number into the menu and jump to the episode as well. But I digress. This image from Alan is another one that just basically jumped out at me as I looked through the assignment gallery. I love the use of colors here with the bright yellow contrasting against the red background. And you know, I would have guessed from the thumbnail that it was basically a leaf, yellow leaf floating down a river with fallen red leaves on the riverbed. Not so though. As we can see from the comment, we learned from Alan that he actually panned with this leaf as it was falling, which is pretty amazing. I'm sure he wasn't just sitting under a tree waiting, maybe dropping the leaf himself, but even so. Actually panning with a falling leaf was pretty impressive. The yellow leaf is very, very sharp, and the exposure's long enough at a quarter of a second to render the red background into just a total blur of colour. Excellent work, Alan, and congratulations on third place. Moving quickly along, in second place with image M14886, from, again, Marcus Bain, and we have an image here called Racer. Both Marcus and Alan have been placed a number of times in this last few assignments and are really putting a lot of effort into this. and having fun at the same time, it seems. We can see from Marcus's comments again against the image that this was his first attempt at panning, which is great, especially when he comes up with shots like this. We can see that Marcus has desaturated the colours except for the reds and the blues, which adds a lot to the effect and really makes us feel slightly distorted and gives us sort of a view of the world that the man speeding past might also be able to see. It sort of puts us in that frame of mind. So Marcus got this effect with a 25th of a second exposure, so we can really get a sense of the speed here. The subject is not quite as sharp as it might be, but plenty sharp enough for this sort of shot. So congratulations on a great image again, Marcus, and a very deserving second place here. In first place, we have Edwin Collingridge's image M14938 entitled A Burn on a Bike, on the bike, sorry. This is a 1/50th of a second pan, so again, the subject is travelling some here. I love the composition with the young boy off-center to the left with plenty of space to ride into, and the yellow grasses amongst the green make for a very nice dappled background, sufficiently blurred by the panning action. The red fleece and gloves that the boy's wearing are also a nice contrast to the surrounding colours. I think that what makes this shot is the sharpness of the boy. Technically, it's a very good pan, which I'm sure is, in addition to the artistic merits of the shot, another reason why so many people voted for this. So congratulations on your first place win, Edwin. And it's a very good win with this, you know, totally amazing image. So let's move on now to see who the lucky three are that will receive the prizes that our sponsors WebSpy have enabled us to offer for this batch of six monthly photography assignments up to November 2009. And in third place, it gives me immense pleasure to announce that our good friend Landon Michelson will be receiving every issue of Lenswork Extended to December 2009. That's all 29 issues released to date. Congratulations, Landon. In the end, you amassed 99 votes for the images that you entered in the last 6 months of assignments. If anyone is going to make the most of these CDs and DVDs from Lenswork, I know you will. I would also like once again to thank the kind folks over at Lenswork for making this special offer available to us. For the longest time, Mr. Nikon or Dan seemed certain to take first place in these assignments, but I'm sorry to say, from Dan's perspective at least, that he's been pipped at the post. I'm definitely not sorry to say, though, that Dan will receive an incredibly amazing, wonderful Lens Baby composer as the second prize. Congratulations, Dan. Once again, I know that you with your vision and your technical ability, you're going to certainly be putting this lens to the best possible use. And Dan, by the way, amassed 133 votes from the last 6 months of assignments. And now, the moment you've all been waiting for, it gives me great pleasure to announce the winner of the first MBP WebSpy photography assignment, Zodiaki, whose real name is Alan O'Neill. Alan was gradually gaining momentum in the first half of this 6 month batch of assignments, but then really came through with a very strong sort of last three assignments. Congratulations, Alan. You will be receiving a superb Sigma 50mm f1.4 EX-DG HSM lens. This is an amazing bit of glass, Alan, so really well done. In total, Alan amassed 142 votes from his peers. You had an amazing batch of images over the last 6 months, really, and including, of course, the one that we looked at earlier today in the that came third in the November assignment. You guys all really deserve these prizes. You have been submitting some amazing images over the last 6 months. And even those of you, you know, if you didn't get placed, please don't feel bad. You all submitted some great images and hopefully became better photographers along the way, pushing yourself a little bit each month, both technically and artistically. I also have more good news for you. For the next 6 months of assignments, starting this month, December 2009, we're going to be giving away five amazing prizes to five photographers with the most accumulated votes at the end of June 2010. Actually, we'll be giving the prizes out in the middle of July, but it will be the June 2010 assignment, which is where we'll, you know, the one that will be the last of the six. I have posted information about the prizes on my blog today at blog.martinbaileyphotography.com. So take a look at that. And I'll also link to the blog post in the show notes and from the blog post, this blog post that I'll be releasing with this podcast itself. I'll just summarize what these amazing prizes are here, though. And, you know, there are photos and stuff in the other blog post, but, you know, I'll just talk about them here. I'm really excited that we're going to be able to bring you these prizes again, and really thanks so much to our sponsors, WebSpy. I'm going to just jump in and tell you that the first prize is a 320GB Sanho Hyperdrive ColorSpace UDMA portable storage unit. And this new generation of Hyperdrive UDMA portable storage units from Sanho really... and they're the bee's knees, for want of a better expression. They will download images from up to 14 types of memory cards to the hard disk. Inside the hard disk sitting there inside the unit, they'll do all of that very quickly. They actually verify the data as it's being transferred real time, and they even have data recovery tools built into the hardware in case something happens to your images on the memory card. They read raw format files, so you can see them on the beautiful 3.2-inch LCD screen, and they'll transfer up to 250GB of data with a single charge of the batteries. They also support incremental copy and backup to an external hard drive, which I think is a must if you're going to be sort of, you know, out in the field and you want to back up. It's really, really good to be able to back that up to a second hard drive as well. These units are not only, just about the best portable storage device on the market at the moment, they're not restricted by the size of the hard drive that comes with them. As hard drives get larger and cheaper, you can simply buy a new one and stick it into the Hyperdrive ColorSpace UDMA device, and away you go. These things, they're really... I'm not going to name names. I should do, but I've been buying a certain brand for years, and when the hard drive gets too small, you have to buy another device, unless you want to mess around with it, ripping it apart. But basically, I'm just really, really like the look of these ColorSpace UDMA devices, and so that's why I've selected one as the first prize. Note too, that if the price should drop in the next 6 months, say we can buy a larger hard drive model for the same price, the same budget that we have right now, we'll do that. But right now, the budget will allow us to buy a 320GB model. For the second prize, I could not resist going once again with the Lens Baby Composer. This basically... Oh yeah, we're going to be throwing in the a case as well this time. But really, after 6 months of using mine, I'm convinced that every photographer should own a Lens Baby Composer. They just enable you to sort of capture images that would not be possible otherwise. Even if you try to emulate the look in Photoshop, you're not going to get the same images, because you see the world differently when you're out in the field using these lenses. You wouldn't come home with the same images to work from without the Lens Baby Composer fitted to your camera in the field. Finally, for the third to fifth place, three people will receive X-Rite Color Checker passports. I have to admit that most of the time, I shoot with my camera set to white balance, a white balance preset like daylight or cloudy. But sometimes you simply have to take control of white balance. And when you need to do that, the X-Rite Color Checker Passport is the way to go. The Color Checker Passport contains a creative enhanced target, a classic target, and a white balance target. And what's more, it comes with software to help you create custom camera profiles in a standalone desktop application and Adobe Lightroom. Not to mention that it comes in a sleek passport size case for protection and portability. The X-Rite Color Checker Passport is, in my opinion, going to be the standard for white balance. Now, it's just down to you to start shooting. Remember that the December 2009 assignment is Quiet Light, and this is, you know, this is the one that's already underway, but this is the first of the next 6 months batch of assignments, so get out there with your camera and start shooting. Your images have to be shot in the month of the assignment, and the assignment theme is announced on the first of each month in the assignment and critique forum at martinbaileyphotography.com. I'm really stoked to be able to bring you these prizes, so you know, with the help, of course, of our fabulous sponsors. So thanks once again to WebSpire for supporting the Martin Bailey Photography podcast and blog. So just a quick bit of housekeeping before we finish today. Firstly, I'd like to remind you that I recently released three fine art print folios via a new website, fineartfolios.jp. I'm getting some great feedback from my first few customers and have added a testimonials page to the site and to my testimonials page on the blog as well. So please check that out if you're interested. I'm really happy to be receiving this very positive feedback too, as the project was long and difficult, so I'm just really pleased that it's resonating well with the photography community. If you want your folio for Christmas, I do suggest that you order very soon, as the Christmas rush is now starting. Also, I wanted to ask you to spread the word about this podcast. We do continue to reach new people all the time, but we really need more listeners, many more listeners, to take this podcast to the next level. I know that you all enjoy what we're doing here, or you wouldn't be listening. So please take a minute to tell your friends and colleagues about the podcast, you know, maybe mention it at your next camera club meet. Either, you know, send a link out to the iTunes subscription page, or send a link to the blog or podcast page, which also have subscription links. And remember to tell them, you know, your friends and colleagues, that it's absolutely free. Also, if you have a minute, please write a review in iTunes. This helps. Basically, it helps the people at iTunes to see that a podcast is doing well and gets it rated higher in the iTunes podcast page. And that, in turn, of course, helps us to build our listener base. So, you know, thanks in advance for all of your help in getting the word out. Thanks, too, for listening today. And remember that you can find me on Twitter, Flickr, Facebook, as well as my blog and the photography forum. Links to everything that I'm involved in are on the top page at martinbaileyphotography.com, so swing by and check that out. I'll be back next week, though, with another episode of the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. Until then, you just have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye. The Martin Bailey Photography Podcast is a proud member of the Photocast Network. Find this and other great photography podcasts at photocastnetwork.com.